Thanks for listening to All Things Considered here on WDIY Allentown. We're WDIY Allentown 88.1 FM in Allentown and Bethlehem, and on Translators 93.9 in Easton and Phillipsburg, and 93.7 in Fogelsville and Trexlertown, serving the Lehigh Valley. We're also on the web at WDIY.org. Lehigh Valley Art Salon is up next with your host George Miller and Kate Scuffle.
Who are they, anyway? Well, they are sculptors, photographers, comedians, actors, writers, painters, architects, dancers. No, I could go on and on and on. All artists who share the same common mission: to strengthen the local community through arts and education, and in building relationships with other communities around the world. They space the space they work in, however, is new and gaining multiple praises for its distinctive programming. It is the Alternate Gallery, the Alternative Gallery, located at 707 North 4th Street in Allentown. Their market is everyone and anyone, not just a space for students of the arts, but for every adult and child as well. The gallery works towards changing the perception of art to something everyone can be involved in. This is WDIY 88.1 Allentown, and you are listening to Lehigh Valley Art Salon. I remain George Miller, and along with my wife and co-host Kate Scuffle, we chat today with Brandon Wonder, a gallery director of the fantastically cool and vibrantly sizzling Alternative Gallery on 4th Street in Allentown. Welcome, Brandon.
Thank you. That was a great intro.
It's a great place.
Thank you.
We were just talking a little bit before the show, Brandon. I think the last time you were on the air with us, things were very different. There was no Alternative Gallery, was there, yet?
It did not exist yet. No, it was 4 years ago, I think, in February, when we were curating a show at the Allentown Artworks, which is no longer around, unfortunately.
Right. And the Alternative Gallery, what did it spring from? What were the seeds?
Desire for excessive and weird creativity, I guess you could say. My experiences with working in different creative fields up in New York, film industry, fashion industry, photo shoots, music videos, commercials, and then moving back home here to the Lehigh Valley, I was involved with some spaces and cool spaces run by interesting people, but I think what I was seeking, and I know that there were others who were after the same thing I was after, it just wasn't there. So we were kind of putting on shows here and there with the kind of art we wanted to show, kind of music we wanted to hear. And it just clicked that, well, maybe we should just do this permanently. And we sought out some spaces, and we found a really unique selection over in Hamilton Street. It was the Holiday Inn across the street from PP&L.
Oh, right. Yes.
Yeah, it started in the Walnut? It was by Walnut Street. It was a hallway. Mm-hmm. It was all glass. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And it had really psychedelic carpet.
Yeah.
And towering over that was the PP&L building. It had great light all day long. So I approached the hotel manager, pitched the idea of, you know, doing a couple art shows here and there and letting art hang there so people could come check it out whenever, make it a kind of a 24/7 accessible gallery. So, as you know, the people that work normal jobs, they get to miss out on things like regular gallery shows. So we thought, oh, it'd be cool to come out 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning and check out some art. So that was an experiment that was both a success and a failure. And we just, as we do with everything, we refined, moved forward, got ourselves a retail space. And then through a series of weird coincidences and events, we ended up at the Cigar Factory. And that's when we really got our footing and found our voice and started taking the steps to what we are today.
But at the risk of embarrassing you, you were the person behind making the expansion happen at the Cigar Factory.
I try to remain humble about what we do because we do it for the right reasons. But I have to give myself and my team a whole lot of credit for what we do. We're a powerhouse. We're all volunteers, believe it or not. We do it. It's a labor of love. We enjoy each other's company and the arts we surround ourselves with. It's just, even when we're, you know, getting down and dirty, throwing trash away, we're still having a great time.
Mm-hmm. And for our listeners, the Alternative Gallery is the gallery, is the organization. The Cigar Factory, the space, slightly preceded the Alternative Gallery.
Correct.
But I think Alternative Gallery has come to really change and kind of define the Cigar Factory, hasn't it?
Yeah, the lines between the two are really starting to blend. So the Cigar Factory is the building itself. It was it was originally a cigar factory up until the early 60s. And then since then, it's become various warehouse spaces. And about 5 years ago now, 4 years ago, they did renovations, converting the first and fourth floors into artist studio spaces, with plans of converting the next two floors as needed once other floors rented out. We came in there just with a retail space, with intentions, nothing more than being a part of it. And as we were there, you know, things were coming and going. There was a lot of disconnect. There was things happened in this hallway, but nothing happening down there. People didn't know where to walk. It felt very weird and empty. So we started hosting more and more shows and pulling things together and making sure the walls were painted, looked good, and pitching in, helping to clean bathrooms and every little thing we could do, just make the place as desirable and fun as it could be when you would come to a show. And opportunities arose, and we took them on, and we, for over a year now, we've had full creative control over the building and have just absolutely ran with it as fast as we possibly could.
Well, that's what's so amazing. Your imagination of what it could be, it has now become. I remember going down the basement with you, and I thought, oh, no, we're going to just go into another dungeon kind of an atmosphere. And it was really bright with graffiti on the wall.
Murals.
Deliberate, beautiful graffiti on the wall. And we walked from one chamber to another. It was thrilling.
Yeah, we truly want it to be an experience. We want every area of the building to feel different from the last, to be unique, to stand out, so that there's always, you know, you may not like this space, but you may love this space here. The idea behind that is they can coexist. Just because you like one form of art and not the other doesn't mean this place isn't for you. Because I feel too often galleries, they celebrate only one form of art and kind of isolate themselves or pigeonhole themselves. And with the basement, too, I mean, we know people are going to wander. They're explorers. So we figured we might as well make it as nice and neat and awesome as possible when they do go down there, and safe.
Now, the artist studios, too, because you've got the gallery, and then you've got this whole community of artist studios, which I understand there were a few rented when you would have joined forces, but there's quite a few, 40-some filled?
45 40? Studios in total.
Okay.
We're around 60-65% occupancy right now, and the slow months are now behind us. Things are picking up. And we are very confident by the end of this calendar year, we'll be 100% rented out.
Now, these studios for artists, it's 24-hour access.
24/7.
It's very affordable. There's a range of prices, very affordable. It's a community. Some people split, but mostly it's solo artists per studio.
Correct.
And they've got this whole buzz going of the events and the coffee shop and the gallery and the music. So what's started out as a visual gallery.
Yes.
Now you've got this ad hoc arts center, really.
Sure. It's with everything we've done, it started with the visual arts because it was very easy to connect people with gallery and visual arts. But we always knew there was a starting point. So 2015, we really spent the year establishing ourselves as a music and live performance venue because unfortunately there aren't enough in Lehigh Valley. We would like to see more exist. We would like to take part in helping others start them. But at the moment, this is what we got. And as we have sculptors and painters and photographers renting out spaces now, again, that's a starting point. Now we're starting to attract more unique ventures such as filmmakers and animators. I really want to strongly get into video game design because I want to showcase how unique of a field video gaming is and how artistic it is. And it's just, you know, you're involving technology and interactivity. It's really touching on modern arts, which I think is going to take us wherever we're going as far as the arts.
I know we talked previously about technology and people's fear of it in some ways, or fear that it'll change things in ways that they feel very negative about. And you're very positive about what this brings.
Yeah, technology is one of those things that for every new discovery and technological leap, it creates new artistic mediums, Look at 3D printing.
Yes.
You know, look at the computer animation and the things people are doing with them now. Look at cell phones. You can literally shoot a film for nothing. You can take your cell phone out on weekends and shoot a film with your friends. That, up until a few years ago, that wasn't possible. It really wasn't. You don't have to buy tapes, nothing. I mean, storage is so space now, storage is so cheap, rather, that you don't need to invest any money. And you can focus on it. First of all, it takes away the technical aspect, and you can just enjoy yourself and have fun with it and explore. You need to fail. You need to try things out and then do better the next time. That's what the whole process is about.
That's interesting. It's kind of like the center itself, the idea that there's a kind of democracy of the arts here and accessibility.
Absolutely.
You know, it's not an elite kind of experience.
No, I think the upcoming generation, even a little bit of the current generation, that mentality is really changing. Mm-hmm. I think people are really... They're starting to become against that elitist mentality. I know I don't like it. We try to do everything we can to push it away, to not be that. We want to be what we would like to see within the world. Mm-hmm. And we want to be open and accepting and have fun. And we do what we do because we love it. And that's the only reason we do it. And we don't need to pat ourselves on the back. The fact that we get to do what we love is more than enough of a reward. Why do you need anything else outside of that?
And it's interesting, too, that experience has kind of expanded to there's a new coffee shop with a very passionate owner. This is what he loves, clearly.
Yeah.
What is it? The Coffee Shop Without Limits.
Coffee Shop Without Limits. Yeah, run by Billy Mack. Right. If you're listening, Billy, what's up, buddy? Love you. We handpicked him. He was just super motivated and well-loved, and he connected. And he got it. He was on that level with us, and this was his dream. And to not just have a coffee shop, but to him— it was what a coffee shop meant. It was a community space. It was meant to bring people together to try these different things out. And, let's play some board games because nobody does that anymore. So it's like he has a very great approach to it. And I know the coffee shop already only being open less than 3 months has already greatly exceeded even his highest expectations.
Really? That's wonderful. Yeah, there's quite a buzz about it.
Yeah, it's a great addition to the building.
And there's a video shop.
There's a video store, run by my buddy Jay. They had Jay and Brian's excellent video store on Front Street and Caddy. The video rental culture is changing rapidly. So instead of killing it, we found a unique way to bring it back, keep it alive. So we're changing formats for a while. He's kind of going online retailer mostly for now. As we change and adapt some things, we're eventually going to grow, and we want to reintroduce rentals, keep the rental culture alive. So we have a second space we're going to expand that into, and it's going to be a rental store once again. For now, during events, he usually has it open. He has video games, movies, posters, collectibles, toys. I mean, everything. It's really like a little museum for cinephiles.
Yeah, I do have a list of things that are happening at the Alternative Gallery, and I'd like you to explain just a few as we go through, because they're a little... they're greatly imaginative titles, but I don't know what they are. For example, Rumpelstiltskins and the Dumpster Full of Sound.
That is Genevic Brothers. They have a little side project. They're in this band called Goat Wizard. They're all live in Bethlehem here. It's one of their side projects, and it's a lot of fun. And they played at Arts Fest this past year. And we didn't give any criteria for what bands had to do. They were, there's no censorship. They were able to say whatever they want. But because they were close to the kids section, they took it upon themselves to censor themselves. So every curse word they replaced with Arts Fest.
Excellent.
So it was hilarious. So, yeah, this Saturday, that show is happening. It's going to be a great event. We're actually designing the entire main gallery to look like a toxic waste dump. So that's going to be a great show. That
and,
gives
of course,
you any insight.
April 9th is upcoming poetry. It's a coffee house.
Yep. He has a poetry night. He does it once a month. Mm-hmm. And then we have a music show right after that in the main gallery. Yeah, we're getting to a point where we're booking a couple shows a day in certain days.
Really?
Yeah, it's getting that busy.
And the April 22nd, because I know we're coming up on a break soon, I just wanted to ask, Earth Day Community Garden Build.
Yeah, we are doing a rooftop garden on the Cigar Factory.
Wow.
It unfortunately won't be a public space, but it's an experiment into utilizing the roofs properly, learning how to grow food. And then we actually want to jumpstart and plant some community gardens within our neighborhood and city and valley.
I know you're really excited about affecting and being a catalyst in the community there.
Yeah, we want to do the right things. We want to utilize our time and resources properly.
And Thursday night open house, so that's last Thursday of the month. That's a regular event.
Yeah, that's every month. We do last Thursday because we try to find a day that wouldn't conflict so much with, obviously, first Friday and then when we have shows, which is Friday or Saturday. So it was a really easy date to remember, last Thursday of every month. You come on out. This month just happens to be the very last day of the month.
And is that a mix of music and a visual? Or?
This month, we have the Art from the Animation Festival still hanging up in the main gallery. The basement display. I believe Billy's doing something in the coffee shop, some acoustic music. We have a DJ in the fourth floor. All the studio spaces are open. It's basically a mile marker for every month. Come out and see what's happened since you were there last month. So, it kind of forces artists to get some stuff done. Which they need. Get deadlines, artists.
So there are open studios. You can meet the
there
artists
are.
As
yes,
well.
Yes,
that's
yes,
wonderful.
Absolutely.
Well, certainly we're going to talk more about the fabulous happenings at the Alternative Gallery, like the April 22nd Earth Day Community Garden Build, and many other things. For example, well, one of the things that is getting to me is the Lehigh Valley Girls Rock Lady Fest Showcase. That's really fantastic. We can learn more about wonderful watercolors, spinning pinwheels, and about Brandon Wonder himself right after this scintillating message.
As you might have heard, we are gearing up for our 2016 Spring Pledge Drive, starting Friday, April 1st. No joke. If we can raise $17,000 before April 1st, we'll push back the start of the drive by 3 days. That will give us a pledge-free weekend. We have just $5,000 left to go. Help us keep the drive short. Make your donation today at WDIY.org. Thank you for your support.
This is George Miller and Kate Scuffle of Lehigh Valley Art Salon, and we're chatting with Brandon Wonder, who is the director of the Alternative Gallery on 4th Street in Allentown, and some really exciting things happening there.
Brandon, you just wrapped up, we had hoped to have you on beforehand, you just wrapped up an exciting weekend over at the gallery with an animation festival. Could you tell us more about the kind of work, the level of programming?
Sure. The concept behind the animation festival was to kind of expand the idea of what many people think to be animation. So the name of it was Open World Animation Festival, which lends itself to a genre of video gaming, open world video gaming, where you're free to go, explore, experiment. There's no you have to do this thing first, level one, level two, level three. So we thought, because video game itself is a form of interactive animation, it lended itself very well to the concept. There's a lot, names are very important. There's a lot in a name. So we try to be very thoughtful when it comes to that. So because we displayed such a diverse range of animation styles, we thought that was very, very appropriate. And we opened up submissions, got films from around the world. I was actually overwhelmed by how many submissions we had had. I'd say at least 60% of the films we screened were from outside of the United States.
Wow.
Everything from stop motion to commercials, music videos, live action, animation mix, rotoscoping. I was blown away by the quality of some of the films, and the reception was incredible. People, I'm still getting messages in response to what they had seen. They were just blown away, absolutely blown away. Now, it was a little experiment doing it over Easter weekend. I think it touched upon all the things we were trying to do. It was very, very, very successful. We're actually going to be doing a follow-up screening on Friday, April 8th. It's going to be the Open World Animation Festival Encore Edition. It's going to be the best of the best from the fest, and it will also contain a few new films. So if somebody sat through the entire thing, it's a highlight of what was great and some new stuff. So everyone right. will have a reason to come out to this. It'll be about a four-hour screening on that Friday night. The okay. invite's going to be up tomorrow. You guys get the exclusive first word about it. So it's going to be a lot of fun. So if you guys want to come check it out, you could bring the kids. We'll play the weird stuff at the end and give you a little warning, so you could take them out in the hallway or, you know, home, whatever you got to do. But the weird stuff deserves its time to shine too. So
this is the first time event though for the gallery. The first time you've had the animation.
We have done screenings in the past. Okay. I haven't been doing them this year yet, just because of how busy we've been.
Yeah.
To my understanding, this was the first actual animation festival in the valley, which okay. is crazy to me. Because animation's existed as long as cinema has, mm-hmm. and there's so much of it.
Yeah.
Why isn't there a focused, curated show like it's exhibiting what's great about this? And I was really happy that we got to do it. And people, I know artists who are like, yeah, I always wanted to get an animation, and now I'm doing it. And it really inspired a lot of people to either take animation more seriously mm-hmm. or to start working in themselves. And there's now programs that are free, open source. What it's called, but the software that was used to create shows like Futurama was just released free open source.
Oh.
And that's a major, major program. So they're putting the tools in creators' hands for free. Again, art shouldn't cost you any money. It should just cost you time and dedication. That's it. And we're now in a position where that's how things are. And it's bringing a lot of creatives out of the woodwork that otherwise may have never gotten their chance.
Right. Yeah. Interesting to me. So you'd be revisiting this, I would think. This
we're
going to
do
like
the animation festival will be an annual thing, but we're going to do screenings all the time.
Okay.
It's going to be a regular thing, just like music shows.
Okay.
Now that the music shows are solidified and a part of what we do regularly, the screenings will be as well.
And speaking of that, I mean, could you talk a little bit about just in the next month or two? We were talking about highlights of programming. I'm impressed with the diversity, things like children's classes that are starting up again, working with local colleges, with interns, working with Muhlenberg. I mean, there's just so much going on. But before we close out today, I also want to talk a little bit about where you go from here, what the vision is. I mean, you've done so much, all of you. Where do you go from here?
My biggest problem is that I dream too big and too often. I want to do too many things, and it drives my guys absolutely wild. But because of that, we've all been able to do some really great stuff together. And we have a lot of projects on the table, and it's really one of those things that whichever presents itself first, that's what we run with. We have an idea, we have a plan, but plans only take you so far. You need to understand and recognize opportunity and pursue it when it's appropriate. Mm-hmm. So one of the things we'd like to do is, like I mentioned, we want to get video game programming in there. We're establishing a dark room the next month or two, an in-house recording studio where we record bands in-house, produce them, send them on tour around the world. Our goal is to help artists make a living off their talents, no matter what you are. You know, you write books, you know, you create films. This is what you need to do and get paid for it. That's what our organization is here for. I mean, glass blowing, ceramics. We already have a wood shop. Victoria, our intern, who's here with us right now, she just recently started a print shop, which we have two printing presses. We're getting a screen printing press. So our goal is to have every unique, interesting art form under one roof, everything in one house. You know, there's a theater nearby the gallery that we'd like to reopen and turn back into a theater because Allentown has one theater right now. And as much as I love that theater, it's not enough. We need more.
Yeah.
We need more creative spaces to showcase these things. You know, as great as it was to show animation in the main gallery space, I want a full theater for that. I need it. I don't want it. I need it. We need it.
We need it.
We need it, all of us. It's a part of culture. And that's something that's kind of lost in America, that film is only entertainment. It's not art.
Right.
Places like Europe, they recognize it as an artistic medium. And I want to try to show them that. It's fine to be entertainment. But you should also recognize it for the artistic merit it is. I mean, if photography is considered art, it's a still image. Why isn't a moving image considered art? So we're trying to, like, perspective's everything. And that's kind of, I think, what we do there. We like to mix audiences and throw a bunch of different flavors together and see what we get. And we have no problems. Everyone gets along amazingly. We've never had any fights, anything. People look out for each other, take care of each other. I think more than anything, they recognize what they have and how rare it is. It's a fluke chance that it even exists at all. Mm-hmm. And they go out of the way to not mess it up because it's going to be a long time until we get something like this again if they do. So because of that, everyone's very respectful and supportive, and it's literally the only reason we've gotten as far as we have.
That's interesting because I tend to think, you know, it's a whole conversation in the arts about how you grow an arts district or an arts incubator or an arts center, and top-down can be well-intended.
Mm-hmm.
But sometimes doesn't click, doesn't gel.
It's true.
When it's organic and comes from the ground up and you own it,
I think this is one of those cases we're talking about. It doesn't do anything. You just do some stuff, and if it works, it works. If it doesn't, it doesn't. We didn't set out to create an arts district or a movement. It just kind of created itself through what we were doing.
Right.
So we, more than anything at this point, we're just spectators. We're along for the ride. I can't even say that we have a guiding hand because literally we're on this ride together. We're just sitting in the front car of it. That's all it is.
Now you have, which is exciting, the last year you've gotten the nonprofit status first at the state level and then at a national level.
Correct.
Just in terms of being able to support the work you're all
Absolutely.
Doing with funding.
Yeah, it really helps too. You know, when bands play for us, they can write it off, or donations, people can write it off. It really opens up a lot of different ways to keep getting funding or the resources we need to do this.
Right.
And I don't know how we do as much as we do. I really cannot tell you how. Somehow we get it done. And when we get some real funding, I
you won't even know what to
watch
do.
Watch out. Seriously.
Yeah.
Well, I was kind of disappointed because I missed last season's kids program, their workshops, the classes. And I really hope that you continue with Scratch That. It was an upcycling an old CD by creating a radial design on the old CD, or something like a mosaic that was inspired by the ancient Greek methods of being mosaics. Now, I miss those, so I hope they're coming back this year so that I, even though I'm not kindergarten through six. I still would like to be a part of that.
Well, we're flexible for age.
Oh, good, good. Oh, thank goodness.
Our director of education, Ashley Foster, she's excellent. She works in the public school system. She has a lot of experience. When she first came to us, she told us of her concerns and frustrations with working in the arts in the public schools and what she would love to do but couldn't. I was like, that's it. That's what we're going to do. You take all those things you wish you could do in the public school. That's what we're doing here. Mm-hmm. Our approach to the arts education isn't – we're not training kids to be artists. We're giving them cultural classes and just fun lessons in creativity and sending them off into the world hoping that they're going to apply those lessons of creativity to anything they encounter in life. It's not about being an artist. It's about we're creative beings. It's about creative problem solving, and let's find different ways to fix problems that are around us.
So a whole schedule of activities can be found, I understand, at the website, which is thealternativegallery.com. There's a complete listing of what is upcoming.
Yep, there's a calendar on there. You could also follow us on Facebook. We're very heavy on promoting on Facebook.
Twitter.
We're on Twitter a little bit, not as much as we need to be. We're trying to expand on Twitter and other social media platforms, Instagram. Most of the biggest two are Facebook and website, or just give us a call or send me an email. Either way, get a hold of us.
Or come down and have
some coffee.
Or come
hang out. Yeah. Sure. Go buy a movie, drink a cup of coffee, look at some cool art. It doesn't cost you anything to come look at art. It's always going to be free. I will never charge you to come in our building.
It's the Alternative Gallery at 707 North 4th Street. In Allentown, and you can give them a ring at 610-462-3282, or just look it up online, and you'll see some amazing things, including some YouTube shots of the previous gallery showings. So that we want you to do that. Brandon, it's been a joy for you to be with us. We are looking forward to your imagination and the blossoming even more of the Alternative Gallery. So we hope that you will continue in your work there. You're doing really great things, truly, for Allentown and for the artists.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. We want to say special thanks to Neil Heber, who's our technical wizard of the soundboard, who by night, you know, travels to art venues throughout the Lehigh Valley, seeking the best of visual art, music, and theater offerings under the guise of the Artful Dodger. Don't tell anybody. Thank you. Thank you, Neil.
Next up on Lehigh Valley Art Salon, At the Movies, a review of a current film with Paul Willistein of the Press.
Zootopia is a fun